We're in Sefer Maseiros Yeshayahu, in Perek Yutes Chasidus, and we've spoken the last week or so about Avas Hashem. Hinei bi'arnu ad heina v'chasidus ma shetului v'maseh v'ofen asiyah. We've spoken until now about actions that a chasid does and the ways that he does it. Now we're going to take a step higher. Never ata hatzuliyah v'kavana. What is the way of a chassid, someone who wants to do more for the sake of Hashem, when it comes not only to his actions and the way that he does his actions, but also in his mindset, in his intention? We've spoken already about the idea of lishma and not lishma. Amnam vaday shemisha mitkavin ba'avodaso letaher nafsho lifnei boro leman tizkeh lashevet et panav bichlal ha'yisharim v'chassidim lachazot b'noam Hashem ולבקר ביחלו ולקבל הגמור אשר בעולם הבא, לא נוכל לומר שתהיה כוונה זו רעה. אכן, לא נוכל לומר גם כן שתהיה יותר טובה. So we're talking about kavana, why you're serving Hashem. There are some people who, when they come to serve Hashem, what they have in mind is, they want to serve Hashem so that they can be close to Hashem, they can experience a feeling of being close to Hashem, that they can sense a reward that they have. And that's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. Halavai, everyone will be serving Hashem fully with that mindset. If that's what helps them to serve Hashem fully. So you can't say it's a bad intent. But at the same time, it's not the most refined intent. Ki ad she'adam mitkaven letovet atzmo, sofso avodato tzorach atzmo. Because to some degree, it's still selfish. It's true that it's selfish spiritual. Baruch Hashem, we're not talking about someone who's selfish here about physical things. He's got his own interests at heart, not about how much money he's going to make, about how much pleasure he's going to have in this world. He's got a higher intention. You know, according to this, if a person's serving Hashem on just this level, then there's no real difference, but there's no real difference between him and someone who just likes to go out and eat all day. They're both looking for pleasure. The one who's a bit more hedonistic and physical, so he's looking for pleasure more immediately, wants to have pleasure right now in the here and now. And someone who's more spiritually orientated, he's also the same. He's looking for pleasure. Just he has patience. You know, that the marshmallow test, marshmallow experiment. He's willing to wait out and not eat the first marshmallow because he knows that he'll get two marshmallows if he waits 10 minutes. So we're spiritually oriented Jews and we say, okay, I'm not going to eat the first marshmallow. I know that if I wait, I'll get two marshmallows. So I'll wait until Olam Haba, I'll get more reward. But so it's a totally different thing. One is physical, one is spiritual. But they're still in the same spectrum. They're looking for pleasure. Some people look for pleasure here and now and they can't hold back. They're bound by the gates or whatever it is that I want right now. I have to go for it. And some people have a higher orientation. They're able to like pause, wait. I'm going to experience a higher level of pleasure by waiting. But either way, it's selfish on some level. So we're not saying it's bad. It's not the most refined. Ach ha-kavanah ha-mitit ha-mitsuya b'chassidim. But there's a more true intention, which is that which is found by the Chassidim. Asher tarchu v'hishtadlu lastiga. It doesn't come naturally to anybody, this level that we're talking about now. The natural level is selfish. The natural level is what's in it for me. That's the natural level. That's what we have naturally. And our avoda initially, which is where we're working on now, is the marshmallow test. That's what we're working on now. We're working on either way I'm looking for pleasure, but at least let my pleasure be more refined. Let it be more godly orientated. Let me not look to get pleasures I have immediately now, but rather think of more spiritual things that will give me pleasure. That's what we're working on. But with work and with a lot of effort, we can reach a higher level. We stop thinking about ourselves. Hu shiya adam oved rak leman asher kvodo shel Adon Baruch Hu yigdal v'yirbe. We put ourselves aside and we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mind, where everything we're doing is not for our own agenda, but it's for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's name being praised. So before I say that, just give a very simple example of this. If there's a mitzvah to be done, and either I could do it, or someone else could do it. And if I do it, then I'll get credit for it. And if someone else does it, There's no credit for it. So I'm going to long to do it because I want to get credit for doing the mitzvah. But let's say that person is a little better than me at it. So if it's about me, then I'll still want to do it. Ah, they'll do it a little better, but I want the credit. But if it's about making a Kiddush Hashem, then if I know that they're going to do it slightly better than me, then of course I'm going to let them do it. Because it's about Kiddush Hashem, it's not about me getting credit. I won't care that it's not me doing it. I care that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that's been sanctified, that's been glorified. And I'll be able to step aside and like allow that other person to do it because it's not about me, it's not about him, it's about Hashem. And if he's more fitting and more suited to do this, which is going to bring Kiddush Hashem, I'm happy to step aside, it's not about me. And I won't be upset that I wasn't given credit in any way. What does it make a difference? Because the Baruch Hu's name was declared in the world. That's all that's important. I don't care about me. I care about Kodesh Baruch. So someone who's on the level of Hasidus, he won't care even that he won't get rewarded in the next world per se for something. All he cares about is that Kodesh Baruch Hu's name will be sanctified. And there's an amazing story about this. The Chofetz Chaim once met someone in an inn who wasn't religious. And they started talking. And the man said to him, Chofetz Chaim was trying to convince the man to be religious. So the man said to him, why should I be religious? And he said the point that we just made beforehand. I'm looking for pleasure. You're looking for pleasure. This is the way I define pleasure. That's the way you define pleasure. But I want to define pleasure my way. So Chofetz Chaim said, it's not about pleasure. I'm willing to give up on my pleasure if you're religious. So he said, really? Chofetz Chaim said, yes. So they wrote a contract where the Chofetz Chaim will give up all of his reward in the next world if this person will be religious. They wrote up the contract. And this person said, I take upon myself that I will lead a religious life on condition that all the reward that Chofetz Chaim has will not go to him in the next world, it will go to me instead. If you say it's not about pleasure, and you don't care about pleasure, but you think this is inherently valuable, then sign. But Chofetz Chaim was about to sign. But he was nervous, but he was about to sign. The man says, wait 1 second, I know what you're thinking. I was thinking, oh, but you know what reward I'm going to get for having done this? For having been willing to give up all my reward? Oh, so I'm including that. And he adds an extra line. And he even gives up his reward for having given away all his reward. And the Chofetz Chaim was trembling. Should he do it? Shouldn't he do it? He was exactly at this point of, is he doing it for reward or is he doing it for Shem Shammai? That's why he was like tethering between. And it wasn't naturally like it was, but he brought himself and he worked and he says, I'm going to sign. And as he went to sign, the man took his hand and he said, if you're willing to give up your pleasure, I'm willing to give up mine. You don't need to sign. He took the pen away and the man became religious. Once he saw Chofetz Chaim was willing to do it, he said, now you're real. I wasn't sure you were real. Now I see that you're real, you're authentic. I'll do it. And he took it for himself. That's exactly this place. It's not about my reward in this world. It's not about my reward in the next world. If another Jew being religious is going to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world, that's honor of Hashem. Whether I'll get rewarded for it, I won't get rewarded for it. It doesn't make a difference. It's all about the honor of Hashem. I'm willing to forego that. Now, for someone who doesn't really care about his place in the next world, that's not a big deal. But for someone who appreciates what his reward in the next world is, he's giving up his whole life, giving up the Mishnah Berurah. He's giving up his commentary in Kodshim. He's giving up his Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And all the people who became more Shomer Torah Mitzvah, he's giving it all up to make more of a Kiddush Hashem in the world and giving up the schus that he gets for that. That's going to make more of a Kiddush Hashem in the world. He's willing to do that. Rak leman asher kvodo shel Adon Baruch Hu yigdal v'yirbe. V'ze yeh achar shehitkaber ba'ahava elav yitbarach. ויהיה חומד ומתעבר על גדלת כבודו ומצטער על כל מה שימת ממנו. He doesn't become a factor anymore. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The person is no longer relevant. It's all about what's going to make Kiddush Hashem. כי אז יעבוד עבודתו לתכלית זה. שלפחות מצידו, again, you can't ensure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be sanctified from everyone, but at least from your part you can. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you responsibility over that, you can. So lefachot mitzido, at least from my perspective, what I can do, yekvodo yitbarach, mitkadel. Yitaveh, and that's what the person on the level of Chassidus desires. Shekol shav b'nei adam yukumoken. Not only am I doing, but halava everyone will do this as well. Halava everyone will be in the mindset that all they care about is the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm working towards that end goal. Yitzta'ed, yitanach, almashe ma'atim shav b'nei adam. And it causes him pain. Where he can make a difference, he'll make a difference. Where he can't, he feels the pain. It's not like the story we told yesterday of the boy who sees his father being beat up and just singing a song. Maybe you can't make a difference, but it pains you. The culture can almash my too, but it's not. And if it pains him where he can't make a difference, can you imagine how much it pains him what he's done in the past? Which is taken away from the honor of Hashem. The shogeg of onus, the chushat teva where he did something. Asher kashe lo lishamei menachatayim, which was hard for him not to do. But kol eit, he can't keep it going the whole time where he's on such a high level. And here and there he slips up, and the pain that he has over that is tremendous. Ki adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechata. People do make mistakes. Chet means a mistake. So, but the pain he feels, he doesn't just say, oh, it's a mistake, what do you want from me? He doesn't say that. He feels such pain over the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name was taken away. Some people, when they write a test, and they give it in and they get it back. They like start saying like, why didn't they get 100? And they're like looking, and they got 98.5. But like, why didn't I get 100? And they're looking and they find like, what was wrong? And there was a half a point. They're like, I can't believe I didn't get that one right. And they're like upset with themselves that they missed that half a point. That's what it's like in Avodah Hashem. You got 98.5. What's the problem? You made a mistake. You made a mistake. You said it. Yeah, but if I would have thought it through again and read it through again, I would have recalculated, I could have got it right. And I've heard the Shema to say, it was only a mistake, but you feel pain. That you didn't have the shlema of selling HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you. You could have done 100%. Made a mistake. The person who's on the level of Chassidus feels pain over that. And if you've ever sensed that in a test, then use that as your model. Use that as your mashal for yourself. The same in Avodah Hashem. And if you find that you made a mistake, don't be so easy to forgive yourself. Unless it's going to cause depression, of course. But if you're just like kind of shalama enough, she doesn't make a difference. If you're kind of too easy going about it, then use the same emotion that you had regarding a test that you weren't so easy to forgive yourself. And you're upset about that you weren't perfect in the test, and bring that emotion over to a hekesh. Bring it over and use that emotion there in this context as well. The devaz there, the arnu b'tana devei Eliyahu zachur l'tov. Kol chacham miYisrael sheyesh bo devar toira la'amito. ומתענח על כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא ועל כבודן של ישראל כל ימיו ומתעבר ומצר לכבוד ירושלים ולכבוד בית המקדש ולישוע שתצמח בקרוב ולכינוס קליוס זוכה לרוח הקודש בדבריו חפץ חיים הדק. We're not on a level nowadays where we have absolute רוח הקודש, but even today we can be on the level where will say things, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. Someone will come to you for advice, and you'll give them an answer, and that was the will of Hashem. Or someone will ask you Devar Halacha, and you put it in Amelus, and you're Mechaven LaHalacha, without a mistake. You have Ruach HaKadosh B'Devarav. How do you have that? How do you have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you? When you say something, it's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's with you, saying the right thing. Well, if you're fully with Hashem, then He'll fully be with you. And what does it mean to be fully with Hashem? It means that you learn Torah in an honest way without any agendas. And it pains you that the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not being expressed in the world. So you're with Hashem. You're pained by the fact there's not Kedusha in the world. There's not Kedusha Hashem in the world. That bothers you. So because it bothers you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of wants to come towards you. And when you say something, He'll help you that the words that will come out of your mouth will be in line with His word. And not only do you care about the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you care about the honor of Yisrael. Which is interesting. Meaning, Am Yisrael is important to you, independent of Hashem. I mean, obviously, if there's a person who's learning Torah and he's not able to learn Torah, that bothers you because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, isn't it? But even Am Yisrael, even not in the context of fulfilling a mitzvah or learning Torah, if a Jew is being degraded, or a Jew isn't being respected, or the Jewish people aren't getting what they deserve, that pains you. The Jews are hungry and starving, even if they're not Torah mitzvahs. The Jewish people aren't being honored. It bothers you. Because they're supposed to be representing Hashem in this world, and it bothers you that they're not fulfilling their role. And it bothers you that the Yerushalayim is being disgraced. And it bothers you there's no Beis HaMikdash. And you're longing for the Mashiach to come. And you're longing for the Jews in Chutz Ha'aretz to return to Eretz Yisrael. So if you have that, those emotions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what he's longing for, and you're also longing for it, and you know what Hashem wants, and it bothers you that it's not happening in the world, you feel that pain. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my Jew, my friend, my child, you care about what I care about, so I care about you also. And I will take your words, and I'll mechaven your words for the words of Hashem. There will be zochet to Ruach HaKadosh in your words. That's in our ability. Anyone can do that. You just have to develop an awareness, an appreciation, a sensitivity. Nimtzeit Loman. Shezotzi HaKavanah Amulet. So this is a higher level. She ruchoka legamri mikol hanat. That's more. This person isn't thinking about himself. He'll get honor for the good he does. Doesn't get honor for it. Doesn't bother him. It's not what he's thinking about. He's not interested in that aspect. He's not interested in the money. He's not interested in the, you know, I'm going through now the hakadamas of my, of the Sekerem HaTzvi. Just reading through them all. And he writes there in the introduction to Bamidbar. Now, the one now, just started. Bamidbar, so he writes that he says, there used to be a time where people respected Torah. And if a person would write Svarim, they would say, oh, it's Machaber Svarim. There used to be a time when people respected Torah and they would pay money to buy a Sefer because it was important to them. And someone who wrote a Sefer, he got honor, he got rich. But in our era, he was writing this in 1938, he said, in our era, he said, at least where he lived, at least, he lived in London in the West End in 1938, there was no one who appreciated Torah. Very few and far between. He said, I don't even cover the cost of printing. He says, there's no chashash that I'm doing this to earn money. He said, an honor, who around me even appreciates the words that I'm saying? Who is there out there that's appreciating these words? So there's no honor either. But my only hope is that by bringing Torah into the world, it will bring cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bring honor that the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being written and thought through and published. And halavai al bizocha that these words will find favor in the eyes of people and they'll read these words, whether they're rabbonim who will read them and have divrei Torah, whether they're balabotim who will read them and they'll feel connected to Torah, and that will return them to Hashem. That will be my, that will be enough for me. I don't need it, I'm not expecting honor, and I don't need it, I'm not expecting, he didn't even, he wasn't expecting money. But the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all we need. And he kept writing and writing and writing for it. Even though there was no obvious people who were going to be reading his for it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had other plans. And the Svarim were reprinted and they're being reprinted again. People are learning them and enjoying them. If you do something with shame Hashem, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you under his belt, under his wing, takes care of you. That's the higher kavana. Shehi ruchoka legamri mikol hanat atzmo. He has no self-interest. Ve'enu ela lichvot shel ha'makom ve'kiddush shmo yitvarach ha'mitkadesh bevriotav b'sha'a she'osim ratzono. That's what a kiddush Hashem is. If you're doing the will of Hashem without your own self in mind, you should do what's going to bring kiddush Hashem to the world. That's going to be the ultimate purpose of why you were created. Eizuhu chasid ha'mitchasedim kono. He's not looking for what chesed he's going to get as a result. Chasedim kono, it's for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch. Wow. Ha'chasid hazeh מלבד העבודה שהוא עובד במעשה המצוות על הכוונה הזאת. So we're talking about kavana. And this kavana is true when he does a mitzvah. When he's doing a mitzvah, he's not doing it for himself, he's doing the mitzvah for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's true. ודאי צריך שיתתאר תמיד שר ממש על הגלדות. And even when he's not doing a mitzvah, he's just being. He's just in a state of being. So he should, a chosid feels pain of the way the world is right now. But not at a time where the Mashiach, we're not at a time when there's nevuah. We're not at a time when we have a Sanhedrin who could pass an halacha. We're not at a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is clear to everyone in the world. Sheba yom ahu ya Hashem ha'chadosh shmo ha'chav. It's not clear to everyone in the world. Someone is a chosid, even when he's not doing a mitzvah, he's still in a state where he's feeling the world is not complete. The world is not in the state that it's in. Mitzad shezeh gorem miut kivyachol kvod Hashem yitbarach. He feels the world's not like it's supposed to be and it bothers him. V'yitaveh legula. And he's constantly longing for the gula to be. He's constantly in that state. Lefi sheba yeh ilui kvod Hashem. Because he knows that when the gula will come, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will be declared. And that will be the world having reached its perfection. He's longing for that time. That's what the Navi, well, that's what Tana Devei Eliyahu says. He's longing and he feels pain by the fact that Yerushalayim isn't recognized by the world as a place which is declaring Hashem's name. And in truth, it's not. You go to Har HaBayis, it's not Hashem's name that's being espoused there. It's a Chilul Hashem that's taking place there. So he's palel tamid al geulatan shel Yisrael, v'hashavat kvod shamayim le'ilui. He's constantly davening. It's his constant state. That's what he's always thinking about. Whenever he asks for anything, it's all just part of Hashem's name being declared again in the world. Hashem's name being returned again. I'll just pause it to say one other word which is relevant here, and we'll continue this point tomorrow. Women cry more easily than men. Chazal said, and Matthias. Why? Why do they cry more easily? Sometimes they cry about things which are like really, really not worth crying over. They wanted it to look like this, and aesthetically it didn't turn out the way they wanted, and they're close to tears. Why is it like that? Why do women cry more easily than men? The Chazal tell us, Sha'asani kritzana, that women were made more in line with Hashem's will. And if you look in the Torah, man was made outside of Gan Eden, but woman was made inside of Gan Eden. Because Baruch Hu brought Adam into Gan Eden, and then he made woman. And a woman doesn't need a bris mila, because she was made already kiritzono in the way that Hashem wanted. So a woman is designed, she's programmed, more in line with the world being like the way the world is supposed to be. She was created in Gan Eden. Her whole creation was in a place of a world being in the perfect world. Her body is made in a way which is perfect. A man was made outside of Gan Eden. He still needed to work to go in. A man's body is made in a way which teaches him that you're not perfect the way you are. You have to work on yourself to be perfect. So a man, unfortunately, but it's more natural to him to be in a world of galus. It's more natural to a man to be in a world that needs tikkun. Man is made in a way that he needs a bris milah. He needs a tikkun. He's made in that way. So for a man, it's more natural. But a woman is made in a way which things have to be perfect. Things have to be the way they're supposed to be. Men can more clearly understand why there's crime, why people do bad things. Men can, they don't necessarily align with themselves with it, but they can more easily understand why bad people would do bad things. For women, it's like, why would they do that? It's just not the right thing to do. It's harder than to understand that, because they're more in line with purity and perfection. The reason why a woman is closer to tears than a man is because a woman on some level is living already in the Geula. She's living in Gan Eden. She's living in a world which is perfect. And that's why whenever she sees something which is not exactly perfect, then it brings her to tears, because this is not how it's supposed to be. She almost has a sense of how things are supposed to be, and this is not how it's supposed to be. And therefore it bothers her more. And so women can daven more easily, because they have a more natural sense of the way the world is supposed to be, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be in the world. They have that sense. That's also why they're offended more easily. Because it's not supposed to be like that. You're not supposed to say that. They're more sensitive to the perfect world, the way the world is in its perfection. So women can cry over the galus more easily than man can. Doesn't mean men is not obligated. Men is obligated. Women have that in a more natural way, because they're already in the Gula. Chosid, he's kivyachol gone back to Gan Eden, in a sense. And he has a sensitivity to what the Gula is supposed to be. He's already had his bris milah, if you like. You know? He's already reached the tikkun. And he, in his own personal place, is living in the Gula, and he's living in Gan Eden, and he's living in the world of tikkun. And then when he sees that it's not like that around him, it causes him to be upset. Because he's already envisioning what the world could be like if it were perfect. He already has a sense of the perfect world. He has a sense of the world and its Geula, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clear what the world is supposed to be like. And when it's not like that, it bothers him. For women, that's more natural. For a chassid, that also, that come is natural. And that's what we're striving towards. And as you develop a sensitivity towards the world being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, a sensitivity towards what it will be like in a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Geula in its full way, where the Shekhinah is prevalent in the world, and everyone has that sensitivity to Yetzer Tov, to do good, to bring... The more you develop that, and the more it will pain you when you see that the world is not like that right now. when the bad is happening, and the Chil Hashem is around us, and it will bother you, and you'll govern for it. And as you do that, it will perfect it. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu perfects it according to the degree that we are bothered by it and we govern for it. So we are bringing the Geula by that sensitivity.